dozens of people explore 51 framed pieces of stylized tattoo artwork, a DJ plays Latin American music called cumbia. The show La Cultura de los Tatuajes, which means the culture of tattoos, features a wide range of artistic mediums, from watercolors to digital art, created by 11 local tattoo artists.
One of the standouts is Smokey, Matthew Fernando Carroll Madrid, who was known as Smokey. He learned how to tattoo while he was in prison and recently passed away from cancer. So you'll be able to see work that you'll never see again.
That's Eric Brooks, gallery director and creator of the exhibition. He says his goals are to promote the work of these artists and to engage with two very different demographics by changing up his traditional gallery space.
We have a solid base of people who come to our shows every month who may have never stepped into a tattoo shop before or may not understand why people get tattoos. So hopefully people will come experience this from both sides. People who love tattoos will get a different sense of it being in a gallery setting like this.
As Eric hoped, the artist reception has attracted an eclectic group, including Melissa Gilbert, a frequent visitor of the gallery.
I just bought the one that's the heart with a dagger through it, and it's so classical and yet done in a medium that's not classical. It just made me happy to see so many different people of color and young people. It's not your classic opening, and to me that just made my heart happy.
Gilbert's purchase is the creation of Albert Rivas, who has lived in Reno for 12 years and manages a tattoo shop at Toda Madre on Wells Avenue, which is in a predominantly Latino community.
The paintings I painted were Latino-influenced. I have a Rosa Sarape, which is a rose that is very traditional in tattooing, but also blended and mashed up with a sarape, which is culturally like known as, you know, a blanket-like shawl.
Rivas was born in Ocotlán, Jalisco, and moved to the U.S. at the age of 4.
I grew up in Los Angeles. I was already into tattooing out there. I just didn't find it easy to do there. I felt like people just typically get out of high school and either go to school, or for a lot of like Latinos like myself, the next step is to get a job, you know, and help out, support the family.
Rivas started his career when he was 20 by giving free tattoos at the local mall. He himself is covered in ink, and he's often met with mixed reactions.
I have my whole head tattooed, and I don't really shave my head often, but when I do, I feel like I get different expressions from people than I do when I have my hair grown out.
Traditionally, tattoos are not well received in older generations of Latino immigrants.
My mom told me that if I ever got tattooed, she would disown me. I'm now super tattooed, and my mom is very proud of me, and if I can change her mind on it, then I think that, you know, it's growing, and that's why people are accepting it. Our generation is the change.
Now, Rivas and 10 other artists get to be a part of that change by showcasing their work in La Cultura de los Tatuajes. For Reno Public Radio News, I'm Stephanie Serrano with Noticiero Móvil.